This is a heartwarming story with somebody that's battling something and a whole community coming together. Check this story out right here, and if you cry, it's okay. A little mascara alert. It made me tear up a bit.
Robert Goodman and Don McKeach just met. They have a lot in common. They're both teachers and work in Palm Beach Gardens. They've also both been sick on the job. They're now forever connected.
There's this whole big family that we don't even know that we have, and I know for sure that we really have it.
The final numbers aren't in yet, but Don is one of dozens of teachers and other district workers who donated their sick time to Robert.
I know that they probably needed a new fax machine.
Don's donation comes full circle. 3 years ago, a week into school, her kidneys failed, and her peers stepped up with care and compassion when she was out of work.
There is good in the world, and I've also learned that, you know, life is short. You never know what's going to happen, and I've learned to live life to its fullest.
Robert begrudgingly posted on Facebook Monday, asking for help.
Doing chemo and wearing my pump on me several times a day during that treatment, I thought, how am I going to do this?
By Thursday, he learned there were enough sick days donated that he would have enough sick time to heal without worry.
When you help someone and you give something to someone, and it's just that one-on-one, that's always very special. But when there's a deluge of help in 4 days, it changes you.
It's Robert's mission now to thank everyone. As he says, there's a new ingredient added to the recipe of who he is.
I love you. Thank you.
And Robert says he'll likely be in chemotherapy until Halloween. He says any unused sick time will be given back.
That is amazing. Like, they're stepping out and like, hey, you could take my sick days, like, in that district. So
yeah.
He, while he's battling cancer and going through chemo, which if you've had a loved one or know anybody that goes through chemo, it is just a terrible, terrible time for them, no matter how tough they are. It drains everything out of you.
That's great that they decided to do that.
Now let me ask you this. No matter what I'm battling, Alex and Liv, I just want to have it on the record right now. If I needed some extra sick days, how many would you each give me? Let me start with Liv.
What are you sick with? Like strep?
strep.
No, because I would try to come to work with strep, but...
You better not.
Listen,
that is the number one thing that annoys me about you. You will be so sick, and you freaking come in here and snot all over our mics, and then we all end up getting sick.
Yeah, you have given me a cold before.
You
do
not
have... Listen. You've gotten me sick before, Joe. That
in
is
radio,
dead truth.
You cannot come in when you are feeling like that sinus infections and all this crap, because not only does it sound horrible on the air, but our mics pick up all of our germs.
Yeah, but then you spray it with the Lysol. You're like,
no, and then it gets passed on to all of us, and everyone ends up getting sick then.
I'm old school. Unless you're dying, you go into work. Cancer, to
no.
me, you're kind of dying.
If you have a fever or something like that that you can give to somebody else, you need to take one day off. The show will go on.
Oh, come on now. So
I've got to go.
Cancer, yeah, I'll give you some of my sick days. Strep,
no.
Probably not.
All right, Alex, how many days are you
going
to give me?
I'd probably give you two if you had cancer.
You'd give me two?
Yeah.
You are stingy.
What if I'm sick?
I would give you what you need.
Well, I can't give you everything because I might end up getting sick, but if everyone gave you two, I think that's plenty.
All right, I just want to let you know I'd give you all my sick days.
I don't expect you to give me all of them. You got to have some for yourself in case.
No, I'm selfless.
I feel like this is an all talk and no game kind of thing.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Listen, this is all a ploy for Joe to look good in front of you listening right now. That's all this is. He would never do it for real.